Welcome to Al Jazeera's live and continuing coverage of the battle for Egypt as events in the country take a violent turn. 2300 GMT, 1 o'clock in the morning in Egypt. I'm Darien Abugaydah. The main developments coming right now, fighting over Egypt's future. Hundreds hurt in pitched battles between supporters and opponents of President Hosni Mubarak. Government supporters attempt to break the anti-Mubarak occupation of Liberation Square, but the mass protest is still there. Meanwhile, troops hold their strategic positions but fail to act. Hours later, the military urge people to get off the streets. Well, after days of largely peaceful protests in Egypt, the tone has changed dramatically after a day of fierce battles around the edges of Tahrir Square, that's Liberation Square. There are still flames rising as petrol bombs fly across makeshift barricades. The health ministry is reporting that 3 people have died and more than 1,500 injured. As the president's backers attacked the protesters in the square, our teams on the ground saw men destroying buildings and pavements and using the debris as missiles. We can now speak to one of our correspondents on the ground for an update on the situation right now. Tell us where you are and what you see.
Well, I'm right at the north end of Tahrir Square at the border. That's Liberation Square, right? That's a long road leading there to a smaller square where now the anti-government protesters have managed to make their way all the way up that road, which is where previously the pro-Mubarak supporters were standing off with them. They've now managed to cordon off a corner using steel barriers, which is right on the corner past the museum facing a flyover. The pro-Mubarak supporters have retreated to the flyover. There are definitely less on that bridge than there were about an hour and a half ago, but still probably a couple of hundred. Both sides exchanging firebombs, Molotov cocktails. There's a couple of cars burning in the foreground. The anti-government protesters are banging on those steel barricades, chanting slogans for Mubarak to step down. We're also hearing reports that there might be plans. Now, this is all unconfirmed, of course. For some pro-Mubarak supporters, they were planning in the early hours of this morning, in the day, to throw gas cylinders down from rooftops onto the supporters. Now, of course, we can't confirm this, but this is something that's been mentioned in the sense that, you know, this situation remains very tense. People afraid of what's happening here, and really the army not doing anything to intervene. This is being played out without any form of state control or intervention.
So it doesn't sound like, from what you're saying, that this is going to die down anytime soon.
No, it doesn't seem to be dying down. There's the standoff has been ongoing for about 2 hours now, and yes, there are less Mubarak supporters than there were before, but the scenes are still of people throwing petrol bombs at each other, retreating, moving forward. But what's, it's quite incredible the way that the anti-government supporters have managed to now, what I can see, create 2 barriers leading into this main road that leads to the square. They've got one which is sort of the front line, which is just around the corner of the museum, and then they have a second barricade that has also steel gates, as it were, and also a couple of vehicles, creating a barrier to not allow any of the pro-Mubarak protesters to actually get access to the square.
I was speaking to a doctor who was on the scene a little earlier on in Liberation Square, and he said that there were fierce clashes going on a few minutes ago when I spoke to him, right in front of the National Museum. I don't know if you can see what's going on by the National Museum, but if you can you tell us what's going on there and whether the National Museum has been damaged in any way? Because there were reports as well of a fire nearby that was earlier on this evening.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly where we are, and this is exactly where everything is taking place. Basically, if I can explain to you a little bit of the geography, this main road, which is a northern access area into the square, the museum is at the far end of it. This is around perhaps 800 meters or so down from the square. Now, the anti-government protesters have managed to secure that entire street and have managed to cordon off the corner of the museum. So as it were, the entire museum's front has got anti-government protesters. And then on the corner, which there's a flyover opposite, is where the pro-Mubarak supporters are. There are Molotov cocktails being sent back and forth. We have seen small pockets of fire erupt on the outside wall of the museum, but they've now been, they've died down. The museum, as far as I can see, has absolutely no fire going on. Things before, we had one incident of black smoke coming up from the front of it, but again, this was on the road and not in the museum itself. And it's worth noting that the military actually has a control point in that museum. They have a, as it were, a sort of master control room. We know that because when our journalists got arrested, that's where they were taken. So there is a military command very, very close to where this is all happening, and yet they're doing nothing about it. Actually, when these clashes that you're seeing erupted a couple of hours ago, there were three tank stations in exactly that location, and what they did was simply pull back and allow this to unfold without any kind of intervention whatsoever.
All right, thank you very much for bringing us that update.